Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We were talking about, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people, to bad people, to everybody, to the world? I mean, why is there so much sin in the world? And you answered it perfectly. And that was, I asked that question because we recently, my youngest daughter asked that question to me. Mm-hmm. She discovered that a friend of hers had been really hurt and she, you know, she was just broken over it. She said, why, Mom, why does a good God allow bad things to happen? Why? And she was just crying over that. And I told her the same thing. I gave, you know, basically the same answer that you gave. And as we were talking through that, you know, she was so angry at this other person who had sinned against her friend. Mm-hmm. And I said, and she said, you know, how could that person ever be forgiven? I said, what you have to understand is, as hard as it is to forgive, God shed his blood for that person as much as he shed his blood for you and for me. Mm-hmm. We're all sinful. And as, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned and sin entered the world, it was fair game for everybody. And I shouldn't say fair game, it was unfair game, really, for everybody. But like you said, Jesus sent his son to pay the price, to pay the penalty for everyone. And I'm so grateful for his attributes, for his goodness, for his faithfulness and his love and his kindness in our lives, because we don't deserve it either. We tend to, I think, scale sin. Well, you know, I'm a sinner, but my sin isn't quite as bad as that other person's sin. I'm not really as bad as my neighbor. And I think we sometimes can justify our sin that way. And in reality, sin is sin is sin. It comes with different consequences, of course. But I want to talk through some of, as we're thinking about that, some of the attributes that God does share with us, you know, in big girl terms. he really does share with us these attributes so that we can become more like him, so that we can understand his forgiveness. Because until we understand really who he is as God, it is really, really hard to understand why God allows bad things to happen and understand why we should forgive other people for their sins. So let's talk through some of those attributes that God shares with us and invites us really to reflect.
Mm-hmm. I really love the way that you set up this question, Yvette, because you hit on some really important things, just these things that we wrestle through personally and emotionally and intellectually to try to understand. Like, we know that this isn't right. You know, we know that this is unjust. And, you know, as you said, like, all sin is against God. And that's where understanding God's attributes come in, because we inherently understand, you know, that when we, you know, speak harshly with our child, that's vastly different than the pedophile that is sexually abusing a child. Like, are they both sin? Yes, but like, that is a vastly more grievous sin. And we even see in the law of Moses, you know, that God gave to the Israelites, there was different punishments for different crimes. And Jesus says, you know, he who knew much, you know, but still chose not to do it, you know, he's going to be punished with many stripes, you know, versus him who didn't know, you know, will be punished with fewer stripes. And so we might say, well, you know, I'm not like that person over there. And that's true. Our sin, we might have never committed as heinous a crime, but if we understand God's holiness, that person over there is not the standard. God, who is the holy, righteous judge of the universe, he is the standard. And so when we can help ourselves and our kids understand God's holiness, then we can see our sin in its proper light. That it doesn't matter if we've never treated somebody in the way, you know, that that person over there has treated them. We have still sinned against the holy God. And God calls us to reflect his holiness, that he gives us holiness in Jesus. He gives us positional holiness in Jesus. But then we are called to progressive holiness, you know, to be conformed more into the image of Jesus. So we first have to understand God's holiness. And then two other attributes that God invites us to reflect that are so important for us to understand, you know, to understand some of these difficult topics, I think are God's justice and God's mercy. That we have to understand that God is just. He always does what is right and he punishes sin. And we give kids the example, you know, just a little kid example that they can understand. You know, what if your brother came in your room when you weren't there and he took your toy truck, your favorite toy truck, and he played with it without asking, and then he broke it. And then he just left it in his room and didn't do anything with it. Well, when you found that out and you told your parents what happened, what would happen if your parents just said, it's not that big a deal. You know, we're going to let it slide this time. You would be so angry. Why? Because that's not just. You know, your parents had not treated you fairly. They had not treated your brother fairly by implementing a punishment or a consequence for the way that he sinned against you. And we just inherently know that justice is a good thing, that God would not be a good God if he did not punish us and everyone else for their sin. You know, and we understand this. If there's a police officer who turns a blind eye to a crime because it's committed by somebody that he or she loves, like, that's unjust. You know, that's similarly, if that police officer, you know, incarcerates someone who did not, you know, commit a crime, that is unjust. And so we understand this justice, but then it's not that when God sends Jesus, he just kind of turns a blind eye and is like, it's okay, your sin's not that big a deal. No, God is merciful. He does not give us the punishment that we deserve because of Jesus. That when Jesus was on the cross, he bore God's wrath toward our sin. That, you know, that's why he calls out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because for the first time in eternity, he was bearing the weight of sin. He was bearing the Father's wrath toward that sin. And that's actually a term that we use even with these little, you know, kids four on up, you know, that God's wrath, God's right, just anger towards our sin, Jesus bore that. And so every single sin that has ever been committed will be dealt with justly.
Yeah.
That there will be a just punishment for every single sin. Either that person will pay, you know, they may pay some consequences here on this earth for that sin, or they may get away scot-free, you know, in this life. But the punishment will come with eternity separated from God in hell, or that punishment was already placed on Jesus. So helping our kids understand, see biblically and understand the concept of holiness, that, you know, it doesn't matter if we have committed lots of, like, quote unquote, little sins, or if we've committed grievous sins, all sin is against God. It does not meet his standards, so that they understand God's holiness. And then the fact that God is just. In order to be a good God, God must punish sin, because he would be an unjust judge if he just let things slide. But we don't have to pay the penalty for our sin because God is merciful. And then we talk about, you know, how do we reflect these things? You know, how do we reflect these things? Well, people who are in positions of authority, they need to judge justly. You know, they need to reflect God in enacting justice. You know, whether it's a parent, whether it's church leaders, whether it's law enforcement officers, whether it's people in the government, that they are required to judge justly. And then we are to treat others justly. And then we can be merciful to others. We can extend mercy and forgive others of their sins against us because we have been forgiven by God. So I really, again, Yvette, I love the way that you set up that question, because I think it shows how learning the attributes of God is not just some, you know, it's not just some intellectual exercise. It's like, check, now we know who God is. It's like, in order to correctly understand reality, we have to have a true understanding of who God is.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.